It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a mention to our current show sponsors, and that is Fairy House Sunday Market, Ireland's favourite Sunday market. In fact, I'd argue probably one of the favourite markets in the whole country. It's been on the go over 30 years. It's been a Sunday go-to for people from far and near ever since. And the reason being, it's a great market with a great selection and just a great buzz around the place, a great atmosphere around the place. You'll find anything that you need. Rugs, mats, power tools, fishing tackle, toys and gifts, bed linen, shoes. The list goes on and on and on. You can nearly do your whole week shopping at Fairy House Sunday Market. They also allow for car boot sales for people who want to declutter their house and upcycle their old items rather than throw them out. And as we've mentioned on a number of occasions, you can make it a family day out, and a lot of people do. There's excellent toilet facilities, playground for the little ones, hot food, tea and coffee, just a huge variety as well. And a couple of weeks ago, I visited the market and I spoke to a number of the stall holders, and Can runs an electronics stall, and he says everyone needs to visit Fairy House.
Everybody's really friendly, and you get every single thing product that you need in your day-to-day life. So you start from food products, whether to gadget electronics and anything like kitchen products, bedding, everything. So kind of you don't need to be wandering around in different cities and different places. You just come to one place and get everything in one day. It is very rewarding, this market, for traders and for the customers, both. And it goes both ways. So if we provide good customer service, we have regular customers from last 10, 11 years that still comes. And even if they're not buying something, they just come to say hi to us.
And that's the whole thing about the Fairy House Sunday Market. It's just a great atmosphere. Really, really enjoyable. If you haven't been there for a while, make it a part of your Sunday. They're open most Sundays throughout the year, with the exception of a weekend where there's horse racing on, including Easter Sunday. But generally, they're open 47 or 48 Sundays during the year. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got a message from a lady called Carol Ann at about 10 o'clock this morning, and we'd actually planned something different for this episode of Opinions Matter, but when I got Carol Ann's message, we took a step back. Have a listen to what she had to say. I cried listening to your podcast and Jeremy's story about that poor angel and her alcoholic father. I couldn't sleep thinking about that poor child. And I think you need to highlight the problem of alcoholic parents, because children of alcoholic parents are in grave danger and need to be taken into foster care. I should know, because I grew up with an alcoholic mother and it destroyed my childhood and my teenage years. Put all of these children into foster care. Trust me. I prayed it would happen to me. Please discuss this. And that's from a lady called Carol Ann. Now, for those of you who didn't hear the episode of Opinions Matter immediately preceding this one, you can actually listen to it at any time. It's an episode called Jeremy Becomes Emotional, Revealing Horrific Child Neglect That He Witnessed. And I want to just, and that's still available, by the way, but I want to just go back on that story, because this story that you told yesterday, Jeremy, actually struck a chord with Carol Ann.
And so many other people. The amount of messages that the team here were getting in all through the evening, including we were talking to one woman who was crying after she heard the story. That wasn't my intention, to make people upset. And in fact, I don't even know how that story came up, because we were talking about something completely different and it literally just popped into my head because it was something that only happened 3 days previous. So for those of you who haven't heard it, I'll just regale the story very quickly. So I'd picked my daughter up from school and we were going around to a shop to get something for her because I was going to spend the afternoon and the evening with her. I think it was about 2:30, quarter to 3:00. And beside the shop where we were going, there's an off license. And as we were coming out of the shop, there was a father coming out of the off-license with his daughter, who happened to be around the same age as my daughter, so around five, say around five or six. Not the same school uniform, a different school uniform. Don't know what school she goes to, but she was the same age as my daughter. And what struck me, what I saw, was the father was kind of, well, you could tell that he had drink taken on him. He was staggering over the place. And when he came out of the off-license, he had six cans in his hand that he had bought. And I just want you all to, I want you all actually, when you listen to this, close your eyes and just picture this scene. So father holding daughter's hand, she has her little school bag in her hand, and in his other hand, he's holding her hand, and in his other hand, he's carrying six cans. And he proceeds to sit down beside the Lewis stop and starts opening the cans, and completely ignoring her, and she's just sitting there about a metre apart from him. And it really, really, really broke my heart to think that that child, what chance has that child got? That father was supposed to be spending quality time with his daughter, and instead of doing that, he was using it as an opportunity to get drunk, really.
And, okay, you saw him sitting down at the Lewis stop with his six-year-old daughter cracking open a can of beer, yeah?
And I know people were asking me, yes, which is really weird, why didn't I take a photograph of it? I'm not going to take a photograph of someone else's child. That's not appropriate. And in fact, if we put that up on her Facebook page,
there would have been murder, yeah.
There would have been murder. So I wasn't going, that child deserves privacy. She deserves anonymity. But what start is she getting in life that she has an alcohol? And I think then people were saying as well, and by the way, all opinions are welcome on this topic. All opinions are welcome, okay? But people were hitting out, giving out to me last night, messaging the page saying, how did you know he was an alcoholic?
Yeah, how did you know?
Well, I'm imagining anybody that is drunk at half two, and he was drunk. I'm long enough in the game to know when someone's drunk. He was drunk coming out of the off-license. Anybody who is drunk at half two in the afternoon, mm-hmm, and is drinking an extra six cans when they're supposed to be minding their daughter. I don't know if he's a chronic alcoholic. I don't know if he's a functioning alcoholic. All I know is this man is an alcoholic. Anybody that's pissed at half two in the afternoon
Certainly has issues, all right? I would agree.
Certainly has issues.
So this lady, Carol Ann, obviously this struck a chord with her, because when she was a child, her mother was an alcoholic. She says it destroyed her childhood and her teenage years. But then she went on to say, and this is the bit that I'm a little bit shocked by, she went on to say that all children of alcoholic parents should be taken into foster care. Now, she says, I prayed it would happen to me. In other words, she prayed that she'd be taken into care rather than live with her alcoholic mother, who made her life an absolute misery. Now, I have seen this when we were kids. There was one particular dad of one of our friends who was a chronic alcoholic, an absolutely chronic alcoholic, and he would arrive home most afternoons absolutely buckled out of his face, intimidating his daughter in front of everybody. It was awful. But she just kind of, you know, the mother wasn't a drinker, but the dad was a chronic alcoholic.
It takes his one parent.
But, the mother was able to cope with it. The mother was able to, this girl had an all right childhood, but had an alcoholic father that embarrassed the hell out of her. But the question that I'm asking is taking children into care the answer? Because a lot of people argue that
I'm going to cut it all very short here. There's no other answer. There are so many parents.
So this girl yesterday, 6 years of age, sitting at the Lewis stop, dad cracking open the cans of beer.
Yeah.
You believe she would have been better off in loving foster care?
Yeah, yeah.
With parents that aren't hers?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that because, they're not close friends, but I have two old neighbours of mine who are foster parents. They've been fostering for the last 15 years. And they are the most loving.
Oh, you know, I have a brother-in-law who fosters kids as well, and they're brilliant with them. They really are. They always have been.
Alkies or alcos, whatever they call them, do not deserve children. They do not deserve to have children around them. Your most formative years are from, say, the age of 3 up until 13. That's the most important years. That's when you need a stable environment. That's when you need stability in the house. That's when you need a parent that can actually do. Like, I went home with my daughter, and I did her homework with her. That alky wasn't going to be able to do the homework. He just wanted to get pissed by the Lewis stop. And what really, and I'm not going to get emotional about it again, but really struck me as seeing that girl's face. And
but was it as if, and in fact, somebody just commented
she
there?
She wasn't shocked by it.
That's what I was about to say.
That's what really got to me, is that she wasn't looking at daddy going, oh my God, what's that?
This is the norm for this child.
This was the norm, which would make me believe this happens every day. Every child.
But can I ask you, because obviously you saw this child, I didn't. Did the child look neglected? Was she dishevelled? Was she, no. Did she look well cared for and happy enough?
She had a uniform on. I mean, geez, that's not rocket science to put a uniform on. But my point is, we have to protect children, and alky parents do not deserve children around them. Okay, so get clean, get off the booze, and then consider taking your parents back, or consider taking your kids back, because there are plenty of parents who will happily look after kids and give them a good life. And I'm sorry, that fella on Monday, or I can't even remember what day it was, Monday or Tuesday, does not deserve that little angel.
Okay, so you obviously believe that an alcoholic, because there is such a thing as a functioning alcoholic, and this is somebody who...
I don't know if this fella's functioning enough. All I know is his priority that afternoon, and it was a beautiful Sunday afternoon, that his priority, my priority, and I'm not saying, oh, I'm a great dad, my priority was to go home, get my daughter her lunch, do her homework with her, which only takes 20 minutes, because she's in junior infants, and bring her to the park for the afternoon. His priority was to get fucking pissed beside the Lewis stop on 6 cans to top off what he'd already drank.
Okay, so the question we're asking really is an alcoholic capable of being a parent?
Really, you're actually asking that question?
Yeah, because there is such a thing as a functioning alcoholic.
No, not capable. How in God's name? This fella...
So there are some alcoholics that hold down full-time jobs.
This fella outside the offie, yeah, the other day, I wouldn't, if I was going away on holidays and I need someone to feed my goldfish, I wouldn't ask this fella.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note right now. 085-825-2626. Jonathan.
Now, I know, Jeremy, what you seen the other day was horrible with that lad outside the school. But my question for you is this, boys. Why do you think foster parents and TUSA are the best options for these things? We know TUSA is a cesspit when it comes to children and they're looking after them and the rules that they break and they don't engage in. And I know some children in foster care, and they are better off left to the parents that they were taken off. A lot of people are in this foster care money. It's a racket for the money. We know this. Ireland is screaming out for foster carers. It's easy fucking money. You know, you've broken kids that you can abuse and all the rest. And sure, oh, look, we got them from the broken home. You can't believe everything they say. They get carried away with themselves. So, no, this is not the fix-all issue that you two are hoping that this will be. This whole country, from top to bottom, on everything coming with children, needs an overhaul. Child Forced Act, we know that there's people breaking that law on a daily basis in the schools and all that, showing children pornography. There's rules against all this stuff. So the state really is not the best care for your children. Parents are. Get the parents to help. By all means, you need the facilities where someone wants to get dry from drink or sober from drugs. The doors are open straight away from them that day when they make the decision. Not this 2 weeks nonsense and come back and talk to us. Because I'm for you. Children should be left in these situations. But the notion that the state are people in this foster care system that are just getting money out of it. Majority of them are. There's some good ones. Don't get me wrong. But that's the solution to this problem. Absolutely fucking nonsensical, if you ask me. Cheers, boys. You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's the place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's too easy, you'll see. La, 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 la. Fairy House Sunday Market. Open every week.
Now, just going back to Jonathan's message a moment ago.
I disagree with every single word he said. I think it's offensive, actually, Jonathan. Offensive. That the inference that you're making that parents get into the foster care deal just to make money. That is disgraceful. A lot of them do it because they want to give children a better life. It's not all about money. I mean, you say they're never better off in state care. It's not state care. We don't have borstals anymore or mother and baby homes where children go into. We don't have that. They're brought to... You obviously know nothing about the foster care system. And I'm actually offended by that comment because any foster parents I've ever met are beautiful.
And me. But I do know some people are in it for the money. Some people are. Now, that's not to say that they're not caring for the kids well. A lot of them are.
But so what? People that run creches are in it for the money. They're not in it because they love your kids. Once the kids, get the kids out of the home, quick smart. This is coming, by the way, from Carol Ann, who is a child of an alcoholic mother. None of us here have been, any of us kids of alcoholic parents? No. So you don't have, this is coming from an actual child who grew up in a house where she begged to be taken into, and it's not state care. It's not state care. You're not being handcuffed in a cell somewhere under state care. You're not being brought to a prison. You are literally being looked after by loving foster parents.
Andrea, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Andrea?
Hi, Aidan. How are you, Jeremy?
No, Andrea, what do you want to say on this?
I agree with Jonathan's message. I think it taking the child out of the home is only getting rid of one element of the problem. The problem is, the root cause of the problem is the guy is an alcoholic. Nobody wants to end up like that. So I don't know why they wouldn't give him the help. So the child is not in and out of foster care her whole life. And if they help him, it affects a few years of her life till he gets clean and until he's on the straight and narrow, rather than affecting our whole life of being in and out of the care system. Thankfully, I wasn't brought up in that situation. However, my mother had pubs when we were smaller, so I've witnessed it from an outside looking in. And if they'd have given the people the help when they needed it, then a lot of children wouldn't have to be in that care system for years and years.
When you hear a story like the story that Jeremy told, it is extremely sad to hear of a six-year-old kid living that life, sitting at a Lewis stop while daddy's wiring through a bag of cans, already half pissed at 2:30 in the day. A lot of people believe that that child would be much better off in foster care, although I have to say, even more people, Jeremy, are saying that foster care is just not all it's cracked up to be.
Who are these people?
A lot of people commenting on our Facebook are saying exactly that.
Talk to us. I need to know. There's no point in just commenting foster care is no good on Facebook. Come on, it's called a phone-in show. Come on and tell me why foster care is so bad.
Yeah, I think people have this, you know, image of foster care, everybody going into a big home. They could be in foster care with a family member. I'm not saying don't put the child in foster care.
Yes, and in fact, you make a good point, actually, Andrea. Foster care doesn't necessarily have to be with a complete stranger. It can be a family member.
Yeah, and I'm not saying don't put the child in. What I'm saying is that only gets rid of one element of it. Who's going to help that man? He doesn't want to be like that. He doesn't want to be sitting at the Lewis stop at 2:30 in the day, shift face, drinking another six.
Well, what about that, Jeremy? We need to actually think of the man himself.
No, I don't think about
him. No, just fuck him. Like,
I actually, when I looked at him, I'll be honest with you, Andrea, I looked at him with hate and disdain. I really did. I looked at him and went, you are a horrible, horrible human being.
But as Andrea just said, he doesn't want to be sitting there.
Well, he does. He went in and bought the cans. Nobody else bought them for him. He went in.
He's got an addiction, Jeremy. He's got an addiction. He's got an addiction. That's you have to help him as well. You have to have some level of empathy.
No, my level of empathy goes towards his daughter, six years of age. That's
I am. My child is one next month, and I've never felt love like it. I would do anything to protect him. I get it, but this problem might have existed before she was even born, and nobody's given the help. Nobody's given the opportunity. And if you speak to people, which I have spoke to people with addiction, a lot of them want to get out of it. They just don't. The system is not there to help them. You're expected to be clean for 4 or 6 weeks before you go near any of these places. But the reason why they're in the state they're in is because they can't get clean themselves and need the help.
So in this case of this child that we're talking about, this 6-year-old child with a daddy on a lovely sunny Tuesday afternoon, sitting at a Lewis stop while he's wiring through his bag of cans. What should be done, or what can be done for that kid? Forget about daddy, the kid.
I definitely think there should be a welfare call to the guards about it, 100%. There should have been a welfare call. The child should have been taken out of his care and placed somewhere, preferably with a family member, so it doesn't impact her life too much. But I mean, yeah, I still go back to, we have to try and help that man as well, because I don't believe anybody wants to be sitting in that state at 2:30 in the day with their child on their arm.
And that is the point about this, that and you're right to say there isn't enough help out there for people with addictions like this. But as Jeremy said, and I think most people feel the same, it's so difficult to have sympathy for somebody who would put alcohol before their young child.
I agree. There is no right and wrong answer here. I think did you make a welfare call to the guards, Jeremy?
No, I didn't. And I said this on the previous podcast. I didn't because it's not the first thing that popped into my mind. And in fairness, had you rang the guards? Like, would they come out?
Yeah, I think they might.
I believe so, yeah.
I think they might. If you said there's a child here with an alcoholic sitting at the loo stop, pissed out of his head.
Okay, shame on me then. I should have done it. I'll know better next time.
I'm not asking you that to shame you. I was just asking. Like, there is no right or wrong answer there.
I should have done it. I did the wrong thing. I didn't actually make that call. And if I see them again, I will make the call. Definitely. To my shame, I didn't.
I do think the child should be removed from his care for
100%,
the time being.
100%.
But I also think that they should be working to help him as well. I don't think he should be just left to be a den and out.
Let me ask you then, Andrea. Do you think that an alcoholic like this man has the ability or the capability of actually being a parent?
No, not in the state that Jeremy describes him to be in. No, I don't.
Geez, I can barely be a good parent when I'm sober. Like, it's a tough job. I can't understand. And by the way, I can't even believe that we're even questioning whether or not this child is better off with or without this man. I witnessed it, lads, and I'm telling you, she is better off without this waster of a father, because that's what he is. Anybody, as Adrian says, anybody that puts a can before their beautiful 6-year-old daughter doesn't deserve that child in their life.
But he's obviously at the point where he can't help himself, Jeremy. This is not. Somebody needs to step in and help him as well as helping the child.
Yeah, that'd be Tusla. Take the child into care.
I mean,
that's
no, why does it happen? Like, Tusla aren't going to help him.
No, they're not going to help him. And you take the child off him, Jeremy.
That could spiral him.
I was just
further.
About to say, spiral him into the depths of alcoholism that he will never recover from.
I mean, I'm not. He was on time to collect her from school. There's if you look at some of the positives, although. I know he went in and bought 6 cans in the shop and he was already drunk, but he was still there to collect his child from school.
So he obviously has some sort of structure in his life that he was there to pick up his child from school.
Yeah.
Albeit though, went off and started getting drunk from the moment he did.
Even more drunk.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Stay there for a second, Andrea. Our number is 085-825-2626. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note. Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Can I ask Jeremy there, did you obviously don't know the father and the daughter?
No, never saw them before in my life.
How are you full sure he was the father?
Oh, Jesus, Angela, is that the question that you came on
Jeremy,
to ask? Is
Jeremy,
that literally the question?
No, it's not, because Jeremy, how do you know he's not a foster parent?
In answer to your question, we'll have to get her back because that's an awful, awful line. Can we get her back there? Just grating on our ears. In answer to your question, Angela, how do we know? I would imagine, I'd put my house on it that this man was the parent and not the foster parent. Because to become a foster parent, for those of you who know, there is a rigorous check that is done on people before they become foster parents. And there's regular checks as well done on you're not just given a kid and then left alone. Like, you get checkups. There's checks done regularly to see how the child is getting on. You have to get in contact with the relevant government body. So you're not just given a kid and gone, okay, take that kid for 2 years. So I would imagine that if it was a foster parent, they would know if one of the parents, the foster
parent... But again, you don't know for a fact. You don't know for certain.
I don't know anything,
Jeremy,
for a fact.
You don't know.
Well, I'm telling you.
But Jeremy, can you just listen to me a second? As I said, a girl I used to live with was over the foster care system with Tusla, right in our area. And I am telling you now, she never mentioned names before everyone started saying this. Never mentioned names. She never mentioned who, where, or anything. You would be shocked if you heard what foster parents do with kids.
Give me an example of what you're talking about.
So one of them, the child in their foster care was 15, right? And they went off on holidays for 2 weeks, leaving the 15-year-old to fend for himself in the house, right? These are true stories.
Another message, Jeremy, just came in and it says, wow, I wish, Jeremy, you would educate yourself on the trauma of any child in foster care. In other words, it's not...
Jeremy, your friends, right, are the people you know that are, taking on foster kids and everything. I take it you wouldn't hang around with a scumbag, you wouldn't hang around with an alcoholic, with a drug addict or anything. So the people that you know are good people, and that's great. But it's the people that you don't know. It's the people that do this specifically for the money. It's a lot of money that you get for foster care, and well deserved. Absolutely well deserved.
I can't see many people, though, Angela, going into foster care just for the money.
Oh, it is. You're looking at the bones of 400 quid a week for a child.
But then you could say the same about child minders. You could say the same about au pairs. You could say the same about creche owners. It's all money making.
But hold on a second. No. There is that. You cannot say that. Because you're taking in a child, right? And you can do what you want with them.
Well, no,
you're
a child minder. You can't say that.
No, Jeremy, let me finish, right? You're a child minder. You have a boss to answer to every single day, okay? You have to report what happens every single day. I'm laughing that you think that these checks go on the whole time. There's not enough people in Tuzla to keep up with the foster care system. No mind all of the foster carers that they need. It's an absolute joke. And how I know that is because this person came over to this country to work with Tuzla in the foster care system, and they cannot get over how crap it is run. It's absolute.
Okay, so Angela, and again, I have to, and fine, I'll take your word for it that some people are doing it just for the money and aren't giving wonderful care to some children in their care. However, yeah. I think it's very unfair on the genuine people who...
Because as I said, I know three people who are foster carers, right?
Mm-hmm.
One is their half sister, another person just takes them in and blah, and they do an amazing job. I am not saying every person out there that's a foster, I am not saying that. And please listen to me when I say this. But what I'm saying is, for every five that you have that are brilliant, there's two or three that aren't. And that's the ratio.
You could say the same about creche workers.
You can.
Yes.
You can say that, Jeremy.
I have seen.
Because
oh my God.
You are reporting every day to parents. Every single day to parents. Do you honestly think, right, so if your social worker, your care worker is coming around to you to check up on the child, you get the bones of 2 or 3 weeks' notice, okay? So everything is cleared up. Everything is brilliant when they arrive down. You don't have that as a... I'm a child minder.
Okay, so...
I have to report to the parents every day.
Okay, so just to go back to the point...
And these kids are 8 and 6.
Just to go back to the point of this child being raised by an alcoholic who is so strung out on alcohol, he's drinking a bag of cans, sitting at a Lewis stop on a Tuesday afternoon at 2:30. Think that it's not necessarily the case that this child would be better off in foster care?
Not necessarily. No, because you don't, like, at the end of the day, what do they say? You want to know me, come live with me. And that's what happens. People are two-faced.
Okay, I'm not saying, Angela.
People are sheep in wool's clothing.
Angela, I'm not saying that there haven't been cases of children having bad experiences. And in fairness, this isn't a topic about foster care, whether or not foster care is great or not. But it was the inference that certain people were making that all foster care parents are just in it for the money and they don't give a shit about the kids. That's not true.
No.
And that's not true. Before people jump down my throat and say, you don't know anything. Well, I do, because I know foster parents. And I know.
I'm not saying everyone.
So it's the same as creche workers.
Not
it's the
They're
same
amazing.
As all.
Amazing.
And there were absolute people working in creches that shouldn't be work minding puppies.
I'd agree with that. But what I'm saying is, having a child in creche, having a child minder, because I'm a child minder, is a lot different to foster care. It is, you can't compare them, because as I said, well, I have my bosses, the two kids' parents that I have to go to and report to every day.
But again, Angela, I don't believe that the fostering system is as bad as perhaps you're making it out to be. There are an awful lot of very decent, very good people who are fostering children day in and day out.
There are amazing foster care parents out there. I know amazing foster care parents out there. But speaking to the person that I lived with, I can tell you now there's an awful lot of them out there are complete scumbags.
Okay, do me a favour, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Eddie!
How are you, lads? Good topic, but here's the elephant in the room. So I just asked Mr. Google, how many foster parents in Ireland? And he said there's a panel of just over 4,000 approved foster carers in this country. Then I asked Mr. Google, how many alcoholics in Ireland? And it said over 15% of the population over 15 years of age has an alcohol fucking dependency, right? So that would be probably over 100,000 people, 200,000 people that are alcoholics, and a lot of them would have kids. So if it's over 200,000 alcoholics and there's only 4,000 foster approved parents, where do we put the kids? Answer on a postcard.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Francis, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Francis.
Hi, Adrian. I'd just like to ask Angela, does she know everything? She's worked in so many places. She has people in Dunleary under the ground, the snipers or whatever it was. She seems
Francis,
to know everything.
I'm 50 years of age. I've been working for 34 years. So, you know, I have experience in my life.
So
how many jobs have you worked in? Well, shut up, though. What's your
problem? Don't tell me to shut up. You see, when you come on, you see, don't tell me to shut up. That's disrespectful from a woman of 50 years of age.
Well, you just come on accusing me of lying, so shut up.
No, I didn't say you were lying. I said, every time you come on, we've got the people under the ground in Dunleary. You know, because you have a detective friend that knows that. Then you come on,
yeah,
and you say all about Tulsa and the whole
lot. Have you no friends? Have you no friends?
Yeah, I have friends, but I don't have friends that tell me that you have people buried in Dunleary and all over the place going to bomb the place, you know?
But that's not my problem.
Well,
let me ask you, Francis, let's go back to the point of the conversation.
Okay.
And the point of the conversation is an alcoholic...
You tell me to shut up again, I'll find you and I'll bury you, okay?
Jesus.
Shut up. Come on, come down. Okay. Shut up.
Enough, ladies, enough. Francis, this alcoholic with a child sitting at a bus stop on a Tuesday afternoon at 4:30. Jeremy was arguing earlier on that that child would be better off in foster care. People like Angela are saying absolutely not. Foster care is not all it's cracked up to be. The child could be even better off with her alcoholic dad.
I've been crying all night since I listened to Jeremy about that child, you know, thinking of her being able to go home, like Jeremy's child was going home and get food and get a little cuddle and everything. You know, I think she should be reported to the school. And I don't like Tulsa, I'm being honest with you, but, you know, maybe you could get the mother and father some help, or families, friends, you know, could take the children. I don't like to see any child going into foster care.
Okay,
you know?
But the question really is, and this was what this boils down to, is an alcoholic capable of being a productive and caring parent?
No. When I used to go into work in looking after the nuns, I was a carer on the bus. I would see the drug addicts and they wouldn't even put the brakes on the buggies, and they'd be rolling down and they could barely stand, Adrian, and people looking at them but doing nothing. And I did ring up, you know, I said, you know, why are the children left with them? They must have family, you know, they have to have some family that those children can go to. And that little girl, I really and truly can't get her out of my mind. And as I said, you know, thinking of Jeremy's child going home to food and a cuddle and a kiss and being put to bed warm at night, We don't know if that girl got that. I doubt it if her father was that drunk. You know, you don't have control.
Now, again, we don't know if there's a mother at home you know, and he just brought her home and went off and got locked and mammy minded the child. We don't know any of that. However, what we do know about this story is that there was a kid sitting with her daddy at a Lewis stop while he was lacing into a bag of
cans. An alcoholic can't even look after themselves. They'd fall down, they, you know, bang their heads or anything. But to have a little six-year-old, and I'm sure she was so embarrassed looking at her daddy being drunk and her little friends coming out, you know, that would be a stigma that would stay with her for the rest of her life, you know?
100%. Absolutely 100%. Yeah. And in fact, I was talking about when we were kids, the girl that was in our friend group whose father was a raving alcoholic, and every single day of the week he would stagger up the road nearly on his hands and knees.
She was so embarrassed.
I've no doubt she was extremely embarrassed. And I don't know the impact that that had on her in later life, but I've absolutely no doubt it had some impact.
Oh, dear. You know, kids would cheer the little one, and she's no sense at six, you know, and you, I say she was embarrassed looking, saying, you know, I'm probably saying, Daddy, why can't you? I wouldn't say she'd ask this question, you know, why can't you collect me, you know, sober, because the child probably knows no better. But
yes, and that was the point
it,
that
know?
Jeremy even made earlier on, that this child looked like...
That's heartbreaking. It really is. I'm so upset about it. I really and truly am. I can't, for the life of me, Jeremy came on and I was saying it, and I said, don't be ashamed to be emotional. I cried most of the night thinking of that little girl. I really did.
And I know, Jeremy, an awful lot of people are saying the same thing and have been saying the same thing over the last 24 hours.
Yeah. And it's hit me harder because I'm having... I'm having sort of guilt over the last 24 hours that I didn't ring.
I know, so you have a six-year-old as well, Jeremy.
No, but it's killing me. And again, it's these things. For all of you able to sit back in hindsight 24 hours later after I've told a story and say, you should have done this and should have done that.
I know.
Should have done my arse. When you're in a situation like that, you don't think like that. You don't. You know, my bad. I'm sorry.
If you saw him and the child at that same Lewis stop again doing the exact same thing, would you about it?
Local Garda station.
Okay, very good. Where am I going now? I want to go to Dave. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave?
Jesus Christ, lads. Adrian, you tell that fella to do a bit of homework before you do topics with me, because it's getting embarrassing now at this point how often he comes on spout and shite he knows nothing about. A lot of people just become foster parents for the money. There are people commenting on your Facebook page who grew up in care. Grown up in care in Ireland can sometimes be worse than living with an alcoholic parent. I know people who grew up in care. They said they wouldn't wish it on their worst enemy. This is some of the foster parents they have use it as a status symbol, or they use them as living hell, or they're just absolute fucking monsters themselves. So you're full of shit. Go back a couple of years ago, a child with special needs was repeatedly sexually assaulted while in foster care. And TUSA were made aware of the child being abused, and they were left with those foster parents. Wake up and smell the fucking roses. Do you not know the country that you're living in? And how terrible services for kids are. Yeah, growing up in a house with an alcoholic is not good, but I would much prefer to see services put there to help that person kick their addiction than throw the child into state care. Because state care is the last fucking place you want your kid.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's the place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's too easy, you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market. Open every week.
Now, just back to Dave's message there we played a moment ago. He's very annoyed at you. You haven't a clue what you're talking about.
Imagine being annoyed.
Nobody should aspire, or nobody wants children in state care.
Imagine being annoyed by an opinion on a podcast called Opinions Matter. Imagine. First of all, you're saying about doing your homework on it. All I know is, and sorry, we're neither of us, sorry, I'm not a professional on foster care, no more than you are, Dave, and no more than Adrian is, or anybody listening. Second of all, I haven't seen any messages from people who've been in state care. Amanda messages people who comment in. If there are people who want to come in, we're not deliberately, it's not a conspiracy, by the way, we don't work for Tuzla. There's not a conspiracy against keeping people off the air who've been in state care or being in foster care. If anybody, we say this, sorry, it's not a big secret, Dave. We say it at the start of the show. If you want to come on and talk about how bad foster care is, well, it's a phone show. You can ring in, okay? So don't give out to me. Because I haven't seen messages. We don't get to see the messages when we're doing a live show. So if anybody...
Our number is...
Yeah, put the call. If you've been in state care and you think it's a shit show, well, this is your opportunity. This is your opportunity.
0858252626 is our WhatsApp
and
number.
And secondly, I will say, Dave, this didn't come from me. This came from the woman, Carol Ann, who was a child. She has more, she's more entitled to an opinion than any of us. She was a child of an alcoholic mother. And she said, her words, not mine, that she wanted to be taken into foster care. She said it. So maybe open your ears and listen to what's being said.
Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anya?
Hi, you guys. How's things?
Good, thanks, Anya. What did you want to say on this?
I feel very sorry for that little boy who has to witness his.
Well, it was actually a little girl, but it was a little girl who was at the Lewis stop with her daddy. But go on anyway.
I actually feel very, very sorry for witnessing her father drinking so much. Because at the end of the day, in a way, she didn't ask to be brought up into this world.
Of course not.
To witness that. And it's heartbreaking. You know, it's actually making me feel emotional. Hearing Jeremy's story about her witnessing that. Do I think the father is capable of looking after a child being heavily sedated with alcohol? No, I don't. Do I think the child should be taken into foster care? Yes, I do.
Okay, so you're very clear.
How dare you say that? How dare you suggest that that child should get a better stable
this
life?
Is the belief that a child ultimately, even though perhaps our fostering system isn't ideal, the child would still be better off.
Yeah, the child would be a lot more safer. Yes, there is bad and good. There is some good foster placements and there is some bad foster placements. I totally agree with that. I hold my hands up when I say that.
I don't think anybody suggested that there haven't been bad examples of foster care. Of course, I'm sure there are some horrible people who ended up being foster parents. Nobody has said that foster care is the answer to everything. But in this case, coming from me, who experienced this situation, who saw that child hanging around a non-functioning father, my first thoughts were foster care is the answer. And that could be foster
Remind
care.
You by,
that
by
could be an auntie. That could be an auntie, by the way.
By complete contrast, Shannon on our Facebook page says, I'm a child of an alcoholic. Never would I have picked foster care. So not everyone who experiences addiction feels that way.
We're dealing with the woman who actually contacted us wanting to talk about it. That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with Carol Ann here, who said she prayed
to be taken into foster care.
So we're talking
care.
About her story.
But you ultimately, Anya, believe that the child would probably, on the balance of probabilities, be better off in foster care than being brought up by a man who drinks a bag of cans with his six-year-old sitting at a Lewis stop.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, because the way I look at it is, Adrian, he could be. Yeah, you don't know what you're doing because you're intoxicated with alcohol and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, the way I look at it, the other way I look at it is, he rather spends more money on alcohol than he does for that child. When he should be, the money that he's spending on that alcohol, he should be spending it on the child to feed the child, to clothe the child, to protect the child. And that's exactly what he's not doing.
All right, Anya, stay there for a moment. Emma, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Emma?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Emma. Do you think ultimately a child being raised in the way in which this child is being raised, to sit at a bus stop, Lewis stop, with her daddy, drinking a bag of cans, she's only 6 years of age, Do you think she would be better off in foster care?
Yeah, I do. I think 100%. I'd rather take the chance and give them a foster family than to leave them with someone who's just incapable of taking care of them.
Mm. And this is the argument. And I know an awful lot of people have been downing on the foster care system and claiming that, you know, some people are just in it for the money. And I'm sure there are some people who are just in it for the money. But I've a bit more faith in humanity. And I believe that the majority, the vast majority of people who take a child into their care are doing it for the right reasons.
That's all I was saying. And I've been lambasted for that. That's all I said, is that obviously there are arseholes of foster parents, but I think genuinely a lot of people want to do it because, and I know just from talking to the two people I know, they wanted to do it because they wanted to give children a better head start in life. And the daughter...
And the people that I know, by the way, as well, as I said, my own brother-in-law...
Money grabbers.
No,
they're money grabbers.
He's taken kids for years. Himself and his wife have taken kids for years.
Just doing it for the money, isn't he?
No, I don't think so.
No, of course he's not. No. He's doing it because he wants to give children a better life. And it's only people, glass half full people or half empty people, who just see the negative side and say, must be for the money, must be for the money.
Yeah.
No, people actually get... That's the same reason. Why do people get into childcare? Creche workers get paid shit money. They're doing it because they want to look after children.
Yeah, and I think it's such an unfair thing to put on everyone, being like, oh, there's a few bad ones out there. Because that's like if your friend said, oh, I went to the dentist the other day, got a tooth pulled out, it was awful, they did such a shit job. Would you say, right, I'm never going to a dentist again because you had a bad experience? It wouldn't. Like, that's just one person's experience. So not everybody's a bad person, you know?
Okay, and it also raises the question, Emma, about whether or not an alcoholic is capable of safely raising a child. You obviously believe no.
Yeah, I don't believe. If they're an alcoholic to a point where they're collecting their child from school and sitting at a bus stop out their head, well, then they're just too far into it. They need help. They don't need to be taking care of someone when they can't take care of themselves.
Thanks, Emma. Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How are you?
Good, thanks, Jess. What did you want to say on this?
Well, the one thing that's pissing me off is the fact that we all keep saying the man needs help. He can only help himself. But sadly, addicts of any kind, they're just selfish pricks and they don't want the help. The only person that needs help in this situation is that child. Do I think they should go to strangers? Absolutely not. But there has to be another family member, an aunt, an uncle, grandparents, someone that will actually show that child the love and care that they're being neglected.
And unfortunately, Jess, in an awful lot of cases, there isn't that family support, which is how this dad had this child in his care, because obviously he doesn't have anybody else.
But the way to see it is child clothed, is child fed, then yeah, fine. That's not just it. They need love. They need care. It's not just food and clothes they need.
No, I agree. So back to the point of this story, is an alcoholic capable of giving care to a child?
No addict is. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's drink, drugs, gambling. No addict is able to take care of a child. I don't care whether they're functioning or not. They're just selfish human beings. They don't care about their own kids. Like Jeremy said, you wouldn't trust them with a goldfish or a plant. Why trust them with another human being?
Okay, but one of the reasons that you may perceive an addict as being selfish is because they are so dependent on the drug, maybe it makes you see them as selfish, but it is the drug, it is their addiction that is controlling their life.
I know it's going to sound harsh. I don't care. When you know you have a child on the way, that should be the moment where you should have stopped whatever you were doing. That child should have been your everything. That child should have been your main concern, your main everything. That child should have been the reason that you decided to kick whatever habit you have. But like I said, they're just selfish human beings. They're not even human beings. They're just selfish fucks. They don't give a damn about anyone.
Okay, so you believe...
They don't care who they hurt.
You believe on the balance of probabilities then, that child would be better off in foster care than with that father?
Not with the foster care of strangers. Kinship care, yeah. Another family member has to... There has to be another family member that will take the child.
As I said, there obviously isn't a family member or that person would be doing that job.
We don't know. Maybe there is.
Just listen to this topic, lads. I'd hate to think that if I was ever... Now, I won't become a foster parent because, Jesus, I've done my job. I couldn't take on any more children. But I'd hate to think that if I was a foster carer, that there would be people talking behind your back.
That's your motivation for doing it.
Oh, yep, my God, they're cleaning up there. They're only in it for the money. Not everything is about money. Some people do things because they know it's the right thing to do.
Let me squeeze in one final message before we wrap this up from Jason.
Afternoon, lads. Jeremy, as much as I love where you're coming from, I can hear where you're coming from, I can feel the passion, but you're wrong. You're so wrong on this. You said it yourself, you weren't brought up by an alcoholic. You're not an alcoholic. You don't know what drink does, Jimmy. We would have never left my mother. The six of us would have hung on to it and had to stay with my mother, even though she was the way she was. That's a child's love for their parents. Your love is blind to your parents. I know what you're saying, she'd be probably better off without them, but she really wouldn't. Plus, you have it all wrong on foster cares. I can't go into it too much, but we know when we call it the ATM babies. That's what she does. She takes in these kids to call her ATM babies. She gets her money, she gets her holidays. She does the bare minimum for them. But she wouldn't show them love the way a parent would. But Jeremy, you were never addicted to anything in your life. Addiction is such a killer. It will literally convince you that there is nothing wrong with you and everybody else has the problem. So please, Jeremy, be a bit more respectful, please, to people with addiction.
Okay, please be a bit more respectful to people with addiction, Jeremy.
I'm just looking out for the kids. That's all I'm doing. Just looking out for that child, who I can't get out of my mind.
No, nobody can.
The image of her is just embedded in my mind.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new podcast. We'll catch you on the next one.